Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is FCHS Guidance Counselor Lori Robson. She didn't have to come very far. She lives down the road, but she went. You've been working all the time. You had to go to work today, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What is going on that has you so busy, Lori? I mean, okay, now you're the guidance counselor. How long have you been at FCHS as the counselor?
As a counselor, this is my sixth year.
How long have you been down there total?
Maybe 16. Oh, 16? No. I didn't go back to school until I was 35.
Oh, okay.
And get my bachelor's degree.
I didn't know when you went back to school because you were raising kids.
That's right.
By the way, tell everybody who you are and who your families are. And
okay.
Kind of
so I am Lori Robson. My husband is Chris Robson. My parents are Jim and Imo McGill. Of course, my dad has passed away now.
How's Imo doing?
Doing great.
You make it to? I think I saw Norma at the alumni thing. I didn't know if I saw Imo there or not.
She called me yesterday and said she slept and woke up late to get there, so she did not make it. She was so upset with herself. So
you see, now that's something Imo really enjoys,
right? She does. And then of course I'm Christy Horning's sister, so a lot of you may think I sound like her. So
I don't.
It's funny because some people do and some people don't. I had a senior a couple years ago ask his mother, Mom, that sounds just like Mrs. Robson at the high school when you guys were talking to Christy on the radio. And she just started laughing. She goes, it was Kyle Ellis.
Uh-huh.
And Cindy goes, Kyle, they are sisters. Did you not know that? So
no kidding. Well, I got to tell you, probably due to your position and her position, you don't talk nearly as fast as she does.
Well, I can. When I really get going, yes, I do. If I'm doing a big presentation and I start rattling and I have to tell the audience if I start going too fast, you have to slow me down or I'll repeat it.
What did you teach? What was your area?
Business education.
Oh, okay.
And I also had a math endorsement. So I actually went I worked at Flora High School for 2 years as either a permanent sub, and then I was their Title I tutor and math.
Yeah.
And then I came to the high school teaching math. And then I went into the business department whenever Mrs. Thomason retired.
Oh,
so
I
was the business department, the one and only.
I think we skipped your kids, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my kids. I have 4 children.
I was going to say, you might want to mention your kids.
Yeah. Carissa's the oldest. She is actually living in Washington, back in Washington, D.C. She actually lives in Arlington, but we say Washington, D.C.
What's she doing
out
there?
She is.
You don't mind me catching up here, do
you?
No. Okay.
She's a CPA, and
okay.
She actually works for the National Rural Electric Corporation.
Okay.
So she does that.
They still have an REA.
Yes.
I didn't know there was still such a thing as REA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And so she does that. And then Zach is back in Illinois. He was in Arizona forever, but he's back in Illinois. He's a U.S. Marshal with the Springfield District.
He's Raylan Givens.
I guess, yes. But he's in the Springfield District, but he actually lives in Decatur, but works in Champaign-Urbana office.
Good.
Natalie,
he has more fun than everybody.
Yes, he loves his job.
That's cool.
Natalie, not that Mom really likes it all the time.
I'm like,
tell me all the stories.
Not. Yeah, I bet you probably don't want to hear any stories.
Yeah. Natalie and her husband and family just moved to Kansas City, Missouri, and she is a regional HR manager or whatever for Target. She's
have you
kind
gone
of,
to visit her yet?
I have.
Have you been to Joe's Barbecue?
Have not.
You got to go to Joe's Barbecue in Kansas City, Kansas. I was there a couple of weeks ago. Outstanding.
Oh, wow.
Outstanding barbecue. Two weeks ago today, as a matter of fact.
Well, I will have to do that. And then, of course, Brittany is the youngest, and she's the only one that's stuck around home here. So she is she lives in Burgerville, but she teaches out at New Hope Grade School.
Well, nice. She'll be able to take care of you and Chris in
the
home.
That's what I tell her all the time.
at least the other kids are like, well, my dad always said he just can't wait till folks start sending money back.
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, so you've been guidance counselor at FCHS for many, many years now, 6 years.
6 years.
That is a learning process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
does it
is.
Ever? Are there new things every day, or you at some point do you feel like you got the handle on everything?
Well, you know, like every new job, when you start something, it's always a learning process for at least the first 2 years. And you know, when I went back to school to get my master's degree, I debated on what to get my master's degree in, thinking, you know, I was 50 years old, I'm too old to do this, and But I wanted to get it in something that I actually would enjoy and actually use. Most teachers get it in administration, and I thought, right. even though I probably would like that, 50 years of age, people aren't really going to hire an administrator at that. And, you know, I worked at the First United Methodist Church for 14 years, yeah, as years. The youth director. And right. so I love that aspect of talking with the student. And that's really one of the reasons why I went into teaching. And I went into business because I loved accounting. But so that the background between the church, counseling some of the students and doing those type of things, kind of said, I think I want to do the guidance counseling. Uh-huh. So that's what I did. And it is a learning process. Of course, you pick
up. So there's a master's degree in guidance counseling.
Yes, in school counseling.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you started picking up stuff?
Mm-hmm. Started picking up stuff. Of course, you continue the programs that the previous counselor
right.
already had instilled, and that was Mrs. Fulkerson, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And so it was nice to have her still in the building, because that way I could bounce things off on her. How did this work for you? What can we do, you know?
Listen to this one. To give you a little guidance.
That's right.
You like that one?
I like that.
I like that.
So, of course, we continue those programs, and then we try to just keep enhancing them, changing them up as we feel fit. I added a few things. The Mule Mania that we do in the summer, that was one of the new programs that I added. And we just try to do those type of things to get our kids more involved and get them more
What's
help.
What's the Mule Mania?
Mule Mania is a day-long event in the summer. It's usually the week before school starts. It's for all incoming freshmen or any new incoming students. So we could have some transfer students or foreign exchange students.
Right.
And it's a day-long event where they come. We give
they bring
them
their parents or is it
no,
just the kids?
It's just the students.
Okay.
We have a group of upper-class students and teachers who come and actually lead the day events. They get a free t-shirt, free lunch. They get... We go through and have different sessions with them. So we
you
do
take them around the
we
school?
We take them around. We do a scavenger hunt.
Okay.
They get to go around and try to find all these different rooms. They get their schedule. They have a tour of the high school. They get their computer login and password. We just do a lot of different things with them to try to basically ease their nervousness or their mind.
Say
on the
how
first
many
day
years?
Of school.
How many years have you done this?
That now? We've done that one 6 years because that was one of the new programs that I started when I first.
What
became.
Were what have what are the reactions of? I've always wondered. It's been 35 years since I started high school. I've always wondered what the reactions of are the kids today, if they've ever been into the high school. The kids who are coming in as freshmen, have most of them been in and through the high school prior to starting high school that, or have most of them stayed away from it and have no idea where they're going?
Basically, the only area of the high school that most of the grade school students attend would be the gym.
Yeah.
The cafeteria, you know, if there was like a dinner or something down there, but that's about it. So it is typically all new to them.
Yeah.
And it is scary because there's so, you know, the big buildings, they get to change classes for the first time, at least most of the grade school students. I think Center Street changes a little bit. They get to go out to eat lunch. That's the big thing, the open campus.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, it's all new to them.
So now, as part of Mule Mania, you said you have some upperclassmen running the thing,
mm-hmm.
running the system. Do they get to throw the freshmen into the bushes?
No, no more
what?
Bushes, Bruce.
the bushes are
the
gone.
The bushes
aren't they?
Are gone. Yeah, we got rid of those bushes.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm, right.
A lot of kids thrown in bushes mm-hmm. over the year.
Yeah.
Over the years. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not bitter about it. And I never did it.
Right.
I did. I don't think I probably did. I don't think I did. but yeah, it's not like I'm still bitter about it. Okay, so you started the Mule Mania. What other
mm-hmm.
thing? And that's a. Did you hear in the early going from the kids that hadn't gone through that how effective it is?
Yes, and that's the reason why we have continued it and we have changed it. You know, tweaked it here and there. And the kids really, at least the upperclassmen that have participated in Mule Mania, they always want to come back and be the workers for the next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So it's worked out really well, and they do.
Yeah, so you probably have 150 kids coming through, well, potentially 150
right,
kids.
Right, right.
How many will you get to attend?
Close to 100, actually.
Hey, that's pretty
mm-hmm.
good.
Oh, that's real well. Yeah, yeah, real good. So
that's pretty good. I'm talking to Lori Robson, and we haven't even talked about why she's here. What's going on next week? And we'll introduce what's going on next week, and then we'll talk about it next
week. Okay, well, next week, my month of October is always so busy because we have so many things going on. So we have several things going on, but the main reason why I'm out here today is to talk about our college and career fair, which mm-hmm. is going to be held on Tuesday, October the 18th.
The college and career fair is going to be at the FCHS. Is this going to be open to seniors, juniors, freshmen, anybody?
It's open to everyone. We actually have our teachers take all of our students down there. So that's why we get such a good representation from the colleges coming back.
Yeah.
Because so many kids do stop by and talk to them at their table. It's also open to the public. Parents or
really?
Whoever can also come down in the afternoon. It begins at 1, but typically most of the college representatives are already set up before 1.
Yeah.
So if they're on lunch break and want to just come in and ask a quick question of a college rep or pick up some material, yes, it is open to the parents.
We'll talk about all that stuff and plenty more. I've got Lori Robson on here. She's the guidance counselor at FCHS. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
I'm walking out by myself. Well, I was talking to myself about you. What am I gonna do? I was singing this song about you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's at 9:27 on this Friday morning, 54 degrees outside, on the way up to 72 today. Should be a real pleasant night, pleasant weekend. No rain at all in the forecast through next Tuesday. So what we got yesterday might be about it. Heavy dew this morning, though. All right. I have across the way from me Lori Robson. She is the guidance counselor out at FCHS, Fairfield Community High School. And when I think guidance counselor, Lori, I think that you probably do all kinds of other things. I don't even think about what for the kids for during school. You're basically looking to their futures, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're trying to help figure out where kids are going to go to college. Where kids are going to get jobs. It doesn't matter. I mean, you've got two different sets of kids that you've got to help figure out plans for, don't you?
Right. Yes, I do. Because not everyone wants to go to college.
Right. And not everyone wants to go get a job.
That's right.
Tell me what is going on next week. We just talked about this, the big college fair next Tuesday. Tuesday the 18th. But in addition to that, you have all kinds of other speakers and things coming in, don't you?
Yes, I do. So the college and career fair has actually been going on at the high school for probably over 15, 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And so when I took over guidance counselor after I got in there for a couple of years, I decided we need to do something more towards career oriented because not everybody's going to college.
What it had been was mainly just folks setting up tables.
That's right.
And kids walking through.
Right. And it still is that way in the afternoon.
Yeah.
From 1 to basically 3:30. We say 4, but most of them pack up by 3:30.
Right. Well, kids don't want to stay after school either.
That's right. But that's where we hope some of the parents maybe will come and join in too as well. So that's basically still the same as far as the table set up. But in the morning, we decided that I wanted to do more career. And, of course, this is probably from my business education background because I talked a lot in my classes about careers and how to be a good employee and things like that. So I wanted to bring more of the career end in on it. So we started some speakers coming into the classrooms, and the kids liked it. The teachers liked it. And so it's just kind of grown from there. So
this is the College and Career Fair Speaker Series.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
That's actually pretty cool.
Right.
Because you're bringing in folks from both inside the community and outside the community.
That's right. And folks from colleges and folks from businesses, folks that have succeeded and retired in businesses coming back saying, hey, I've done this. This is what you can do as well.
Who do you have coming in that some of the more interesting – I mean – the kids see the kids see the school people every day. I love that Sarah Sloniker is going to do something.
Right.
But the kids see her all the time.
That's right. That's right. But she still has a big group of kids that want to go and hear what she's going to talk about. She's talking about what is your role.
What is your role? What is that? What's that mean?
Well, she has a lot of, since she's the athletic trainer at the school through the Wabash General Hospital from Mount Carmel, you know, she has a lot of kids coming up wanting certain things from her or they want to do things, and it's like, you know, that's not your role. That's not what you're supposed to do. So she's like, I want to tell them, as far as my position here, what their role is with me. So that's kind of what she's talking about.
Oh, okay.
But we've had, you know, the college reps that come in, and I invite all of the ones that come in the afternoon to come in the morning and
to send you a speaker.
If they want to. And it's, unfortunately, it's a shame that not a lot of them take advantage of this, but they're, you're going to hit a lot of students in the morning through these speaker series.
How many kids will go to, like, some of these? You've got 4 hours of different speakers each hour, right?
That's right.
And in each time frame, what do you have, like half a dozen or so? More?
You know, some speakers will have just about two students that sign up, but then we have some speakers that have 72 kids that want to come and listen to them.
No kidding.
No kidding. So, as I was telling you earlier when we were off air, it takes me a little bit of time to get all these things organized and figure out, well, where am I going to put this speaker if there are 72 kids that want to listen to this speaker? So the college reps, we have one rep from Greenville that's coming, and she's going to speak 3 different hours on different programs.
She's had 3 different ones.
Yes, and she's going to speak at, you know, like her business
she's
program.
She's underpaid.
I mean, you know, yeah. And, you know, the kids sign up for that.
She's not getting paid enough.
And, you know, I'm thinking she's going to go back to her school and say, look, I've reached 100 and some kids today at this college fair.
Just in those classes or just in those speeches.
Yeah, and we need to go back. And, you know, I know with the money crunches with all the schools in Illinois and everything, I'm sure there's a little bit of budget problem with the schools, so they're probably not sending their reps out as much. But as you probably can gather, most of the Southern Illinois colleges do try to attend, but it's very difficult to get our northern universities to come down and attend.
I know who you're pointing a finger, aren't you?
No, because U of I did come one time.
Did they? Okay,
yes.
Well, I was going to say, I was just wondering, I was hoping my school did come down.
One time they came, and they got like 3 students that actually went there, and I'm like, why are you not coming back? Because you're going to get more students to go, but... anyway,
but
I also invite people from Indiana. We have, you know, USI is coming over. U of E is coming.
Indiana State.
Indiana State is not coming.
You got Dana.
Well, yeah, I guess that's right because that's where she works. So I guess that's true.
Yeah.
And then I invite, you know, the ones in Missouri, Lindenwood and Fontbonne and, you know, things like that.
Thank you so much, by the way.
Why?
I had no idea how to say that.
Fontbonne?
Yeah. Fontbonne. I didn't know if it's Fontbonne or how it
was. Fontbonne. Because
Fontbonne.
And the only reason why I know that.
That's tricky.
That is one of the schools that Natalie went to college and played softball. And that was one of the schools we were looking at for her. So, Fontbonne.
Fontbonne.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I need that kind of thing. Who are some of the folks coming?
So, you mentioned Dana, who is your sister.
Sister's coming. Yeah. I didn't know. By the way, I do appreciate you letting me know that she'll be in town.
Yes. She probably didn't let you know.
She didn't tell me.
Well, and you know,
I'll tell Mom, too. She probably doesn't know either.
I will tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I was sweating the speakers a little bit because I didn't have that many speakers lined up. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So, of course, the logical thing that people do, you put something on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I need speakers on such and such a date for College and Career Day. And
sure.
I got a flood of people. And that's actually
really?
How she contacted me.
Well, wonderful.
And, of course, her comment, sorry, she didn't really want to come and see you, but she wanted to see your mother.
I am not surprised whatsoever.
So, anyway. So
I did wish her happy birthday.
Hear that. And, you know, I always thought her last name was pronounced Babel. And
oh,
you said
Babel. Yeah.
So, see, you taught me something as well.
Glad to help.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited for her to come because she is an FCHS graduate. And she's
doing very well.
Yes. And she's gone on to different schools and in the hospitality era with her food industry. I mean, she's done very well. So, she's excited, I think, about coming back. And I think one thing that I may not have told her, but this year we started a food occupations class.
Oh, really?
And so it is a full year class, and the students that are in that have to have had Foods 1 and Foods 2. And then with this, they're going to actually get their food sanitation certificate, whatever that's called.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I thought, you know, I was excited that she's coming. So she's going actually in that classroom, but other students as well signed up to listen to her. So she has, I think, 25
You see, now, Lori, I was going to ask you how many she was.
And I did not.
I was going to make fun of her.
No.
If she'd only had like half a dozen or two or one or two, like you said.
No. She has several. Oh, and I should have brought my numbers.
That's
I did not bring
right.
the
Don't
paper with my
it.
Numbers on there. But she has, you know, 25 or so that's going to be in there or more. And I actually went out and recruited a couple of students because I knew these students were interested in the food end of it as far as being a chef or culinary arts or something. And they didn't sign up for it. And I'm like, you need to go to this session.
Yeah.
So I changed them, of course, you know. So
you've got folks. This Kaylee Summers is the one that's coming from Greenville,
yes,
right?
And she's going to talk three different times on her different programs, the three top programs at Greenville, which was the business, the education, and then the nursing.
We'll talk some more about some of the folks that are coming. But are these the speaking engagements, these folks are, there's not going to be basically talking at the kids for 40 minutes, is it?
No.
I mean, this is going to be question and answer, that
oh, sure.
kind of thing?
Yep, sure. They will save time for question and answers. I'm sure they will have pamphlets or PowerPoints or something that they can show them. Kaylee actually is bringing another person with her, so that person will also be able to, you know.
Tell me what Lindsay Bauman's doing.
Lindsay is coming. She works, and I did not put her company down here that she works at, but she does work in the marketing world. And Lindsay has done a lot of things on her own as
yeah,
well,
yeah.
you know.
Yes, yeah, I would think Lindsay would be really good.
Yes, and, you know, when she was in school, she was my yearbook editor. I was
oh, really?
In charge of the yearbook, so I've known Lindsay for a long time. But she's very excited about coming to talk about marketing in the digital world, so I really don't know exactly what she's going to talk about, but she's very excited. Claire Vaughn also is another FCHS graduate that's coming. She works for NRE. Which that's actually what it's
the
called.
Railway. Yeah,
yes,
the railway
electric company. Yeah. And she was very excited. Actually, she wanted her boss to come. She, you know, asked her boss, this would be a great thing to do. Well, then he volunteered her to come. So it was so cute. And Claire, I'm not telling on you, but it's so cute. She goes, I haven't done this in a long time. What do I need to do? Well, so my business teaching came into play. I was like, okay, you need to do this, you know. So I'm excited for her.
Are most of these folks going to have, do you have to set up? Audio-visual for most of these folks?
For about three or four of them,
is that
I do.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in most of our classrooms, we have the capability to easily set that up if we need to. So we can do that if somebody else requests
you
it.
I'm kind of surprised. You said you had some folks from Carbondale, SIU Carbondale. Looks like you're getting good representation from them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Catherine Bray.
Oh, Catherine Bray. Our family and consumer science teacher is Elizabeth Bray.
Okay.
Catherine is her sister, and actually I think it's her twin sister.
Really?
I'm saying that correctly. But she is a student at SIUC Law School.
She's still a student.
She is still a student. She will graduate in December, and a lot of our younger teachers really like this idea of speakers coming in because they're like, I wish I would have had something like that in high school
because
I really don't know what all of these
to
careers
give
are.
Give kids an idea of how this works, both in undergrad as well as graduate school.
Right. So Catherine's going to come in, and she, when her sister was telling her about this, she goes, I would like to come in because I had no idea what law school was about.
I
always wanted to be a lawyer, but I really didn't know anything about it. So she's going to come in and talk a little bit about being a law student, but also the different opportunities that she's been able to take since she was a law student, because she has gone overseas and done some things like that.
She probably worked internships and
stuff
like that.
She probably did. So, I mean, that's exciting. And she has actually, I had to move her room.
I had her. That's one you had to move because of size?
Yes, I had to move her from a room of 26 to, I think she has 58 students coming.
Good night.
That want to listen to her.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Where'd you put her?
She's upstairs in the multi-purpose room.
Okay, she's up there in the old study hall.
Right, that's right.
No longer study. See, that's how I remember stuff, Lori. I'm sorry.
No. You know, I had to give a tour of the building this weekend.
Did you give a tour for the homecoming?
Mm-hmm. And so I had the class of 66, 76, and 91 there.
Yeah.
So 76 and 91, pretty well. I knew 76 because I graduated in 78. And 91, it hadn't changed a whole lot. But when it came to the 66, I'm like, I don't know who was in this room at that time.
Yeah. What was going on in here?
Judge Garrison and Nancy Garrison, they showed up, and he knew everything. Oh, yeah, Mrs. Nodell was in that room. And so, yeah, and that's what I have to do. I say, now, this used to be the cafeteria. Do you guys remember this? Now it is the superintendent's office and the library study hall.
Well, Ms. Bray will be, I would think that'd be an outstanding venue for that kind of number of kids,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. I hope I don't make her too nervous. So
she's not listening.
I know.
She might. I am recording this.
Yeah.
She might listen eventually just to see what you're expecting of her. We're going to talk a little bit more, folks, about some of the speakers coming, as well as then we're going to talk about the colleges where you as a I don't probably have too many students listening because they're in school right now.
Right.
But where the parents would have an opportunity to get to meet some of the college folks. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, I'm talking to Lori Robson. She's a guidance counselor at FCHS, and we'll be back here on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM back after these.
Tying a noose in the back of my mind. If you thought that you were making your way to where the puzzles and pagans lay, I'll put it together. It's a strange invitation.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Lori Robson. She's the guidance counselor at FCHS. They are holding their big college and career fair on Tuesday, the 18th, and we've been talking about some of the speakers. You've got a slew of really interesting speakers here, don't you, Lori?
I think we do.
Tell me about what Steve Mesrell is going to talk about.
Steve Mesrell is going to talk about the firefighting program that we actually just started as a new dual credit on-campus class this year. We only have, we have three students of ours enrolled.
Dual credit with whom?
Frontier.
Okay.
Frontier. And so he has a total of four students, three whom are ours.
Oh, I see.
So it's a new class, and I talked several of the students into taking it, thinking you need to do this. Oh, they love it.
Really?
They absolutely love it. And this is a program that, you know, they're going to take one. They're not going to take just one semester. They're going to have to take multiple years to get all of the certification in to do this. But this is a start that they can take it, and they're, you know, it's not. It's costing them $50 this semester to go out there. Will cost them $50 next semester.
Also, kind of lets them know if they think they like the gig.
That's right. So, of course, it's just the very basic firefighting skills right now, but they will go into the more advanced firefighting skills as well if they continue with the program.
How long is the program, you think?
I think it's 2 years. I think that's there's enough good. For 2 years.
Tell me, that's not the only one you have dual credit with.
No.
And this is a new one. When did that
this
start?
Is new. Just this school year, okay. This fall. The other two new ones that we started, also dual credit on campus as well at Frontier, are a new graphic design program with Angel McGuire, and a new construction technology program, and that one is with Steve Brokaw, who just retired from Edwards County last year.
Are either of those two folks going to speak? Steve's going to be in the.
Steve's going to be at the college fair.
I see.
Angel has spoken before in the past, but she could not attend this year. But the one thing about those classes, I will tell you, because we also have on campus, we have our health occupations class with Beth Wilson.
Yes.
And we have our automotive technology.
So those were just the new ones.
Right. Those are three new ones we started this year.
Do you have the five total or are there
five more?
Five
total
that
are on campus. But we have other dual credit classes at the school that they're dual credit, but they're in our building.
Yeah.
So like our honors 11 math and English and AP math and English.
See, that's the impressive thing. That's the really, to me, impressive thing and the advantage of Frontier over probably most of the other schools that you have here are that somebody can graduate from Frontier at the same time they're graduating from high school.
And that has happened. Yes.
I saw the Nick Tudeloff did it over from Edwards County High School.
It happens a lot. And, you know, all of the IECC campuses are really involved with all of our schools around here. So, you know, we do have Lincoln Trail, hopefully, is coming. Wabash Valley always comes and speaks, and sometimes they have a table. So the IECC is very supportive of our schools.
Who's coming from Wabash?
Dave Wilderman is coming, and Doug Robb and Steve Nikofsky.
Oh, you're getting a bunch of folks, huh?
Mm-hmm, from Wabash Valley.
How about that?
The one thing I do want to mention, though, is for those dual credit, the graphic design, construction, and firefighting, or any of them, you know, a lot of our parents may not realize that, you know, we offer some of those type of classes in our high school building, but we don't go into the more advanced opportunities for them. But basically what we do, we don't want to hurt any of our teachers at our school as far as, you know, not kids not taking their classes. I'll just go to Frontier and take that class.
Yeah.
So we do have prerequisites for those dual credit classes on campus. So they have to take the more basic classes with our teachers in order to go and do the more advanced.
The same thing as anywhere,
right.
though.
Right.
Lori, you've got to have to be able to get into college. You got to have some advanced requirements, don't you?
Right.
That's the. The speaker series running from 9-10. How many kids will you think will be able to attend all the speakers throughout? Figure 450 kids in the school, right?
Well, 422 actually. I've been working on this spreadsheet.
Yeah, of the 422,
so let me think.
How many
so
are
probably
be
50 of them are not participating at all.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are on a field trip that day.
Sure.
So 50 to 60 kids are not participating. So out of 422, only 60 kids are not going to a speaker. That's pretty good.
What are they going to do that day?
Well, they actually will
sit around and eat apples and stuff.
They actually will go to their regular classrooms, and then the teacher that's in charge of their class, if they don't have very many students, and that teacher is available to actually take his or her class to one of the speakers if they'd like.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's the thing with all these. Well, I'm looking at the list. You've got eight speakers in the first hour and eight speakers, and these people are all in different rooms.
Right.
And so have you had any kids sign up for all 4 hours?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Really?
As long as they don't have lunch fourth hour. Fourth hour is our lunch hour. So there were some students that actually wanted to attend some of the speakers fourth hour, but they had lunch.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't want to have to change your lunch hour because that's just one more thing we have to keep track of that we didn't want to keep track of. But, yes, if the kids have fifth hour lunch, then some of them are attending all 4 hours.
Tell me a little bit about I love the program from the EIU representative, Molly Button.
Yes, Molly is coming, and EIU's been pretty – good about attending every year, but she is coming to, and her topic is, you've applied to college, now what do you do?
That sounds like, for a junior or senior in high school, maybe the best one you could ever do.
Oh, I think so. Yes. Yeah. I mean, because after you apply, I mean, students just don't
just
realize
sit
all the
by the mailbox.
Yeah.
I mean, is that all you're doing?
It's not like it is in the movies. I wait for that acceptance letter and I go to college.
I'm going to Princeton.
Woo-hoo.
Or wherever, yeah.
So, I mean, there's just so many things that they have to do, such as their FAFSA, and they have to take the ACT or the SAT, and just a lot of different things. So,
when do kids typically take those entrance exams?
If they were juniors, they will typically take it in April of their junior year. If they are seniors and they haven't taken it or they would like to retake it, they typically take it in December February.
I guess the schools, each of these colleges are going to have some requirements. They have to have the numbers by a certain point,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Right.
Tell me a little bit of, okay, we've talked about the speakers. Tell me about the reps for the different colleges that are coming, as well as the businesses that
right.
are going to be there.
Right, we have some businesses, and I
will. Tuesday afternoon.
Right, and would like to mention the business because we really do appreciate them coming. We have Fairfield Memorial Hospital attending, Elastec is attending, and AHEC, which is, I guess it's a business that they are situated out at the hospital, the
uh-huh.
Southeast Illinois Area Health Education Center. And is that the only, I think that's the only three businesses. Well, Salon Professionals,
it's kind of an academy. I think that would count.
Yeah, it is an academy, cosmetology academy, to actually teach you the skills of cosmetology, but they also, I'm sure, have a business side of it where they have customers that come in and
right.
get things done.
Tell me about, you've got Rankin Technical. Where is
Rankin Technical? Is in, I knew you would ask me this, so I brought some information
on
that.
You brought homework.
I know you too well.
That is very impressive. You know, the only thing I'll say, you didn't come like Jill Fulkerson, who had the binder.
What did she talk about?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Okay. I can't remember. She talked about something.
So,
but she had a binder of preparation stuff
there
to
you
talk
go.
About.
Well,
she was ready for, I guess she does that before she goes to bed at night or something.
Oh, yes, I guess. So Rankin Technical College, the gentleman that comes over, he's actually from the St. Louis campus, but there's also one in Wentzville, and it is just a technical college. So students that basically don't want your typical university, you know, general ed studies and all that, they're going to learn those skills such as your automotive technology, your diesel, architectural technology, construction technology, and electrical division.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I'm assuming that I'm assuming that the Purdue Polytechnic is going to be kind of a similar setup.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Manufacturing, electronics, aviation.
I had never
resources.
Heard of that one. I've heard mm-hmm. I've heard of Rankin Tech, but I'd mm-hmm. never heard of
this is
the
actually
Purdue Polytechnic.
Yes, it's actually new. I believe 2 years, and they can actually start in Vincennes University and get their 2-year degree, and then transfer to Purdue to finish up their.
That's a pretty good deal because I mean you're talking about an engineering school that's out of this world.
Yeah.
Does Vincennes? You would know this. Does Vincennes? Is that in-state tuition, or do you have to? How's that
I believe it is because most of the colleges, if you're within so many miles, let's say 100, 150, they have what they call. The word's going to come leave my mind. Not contracts, but it's some kind of agreements that they can't.
Codicils.
Okay, that sounds great. I feel like I'm back in my law job, my legal secretary job. Codicil. Go get that codicil.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, they do have agreements with the outlying states, and you can get in school. In-state tuition.
Well,
I'm
think,
sure Vincennes is.
Yeah, Vincennes. I was always kind of, does Murray State still have one? I remember several years ago, maybe still they could get, the distance could get to like New Hope.
Right.
Or Mill Shoals, but you couldn't get to Fairfield and do the
I think
Murray
it does.
State thing.
There is one program I kind of want to talk just a little bit. I know we're kind of running out of time here. But
tell me. And the armed forces will be there too.
Yes, and... Yeah, as far as I know, only the Army is coming. Usually the National Guard and the Air Force come, and I hate to say this, as strict and rigid as they are, they sometimes just show up that day and expect a table.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes.
You might get that.
I might get that. But the one area that I really want to talk about, I had Mike Sullivan came to my room the other day, office the other day, and it's not Mike Sullivan in Fairfield. This is Mike Sullivan from IECC.
Okay.
And he has been working on manufacturing area because our manufacturing businesses around here, as you folks.
Shut down.
Yes, they're shutting down because they cannot get workers. So he's been working with NAL, Hella, and then he's working, going to start working with more local businesses in Alney.
Champ is always looking for, right. for help.
So they're trying to really beef up their manufacturing skills, and really Lincoln Trail, Alney, and Wabash all have some sort of manufacturing certificate or program there. And they're trying to work it to where the kids will get an internship with these companies and hopefully work themselves into a job. There's also one program, and I believe this one is with NAL. They tried to get it going last year, but it didn't really take off. But NAL will actually pay your tuition.
How about that?
Give you a stipend. You will work for them in the summer and when you're not in school, and they will pay you for that.
That's like a co-op.
Right. And the only thing you have to do is you have to commit 5 years to them, and then you get this international German certificate, and you could go anywhere with that.
How about that?
So
that's the thing. These are, and let's tell folks again when the parents can come in on Tuesday.
Typically they're set
Tuesday
up
Tuesday the 18th.
I mean, some of them are set up at 12:30. So I mean, if you're on lunch break and want to swing by, go ahead and swing by. Come in the gym doors; they'll be unlocked. It is in the gym lobby, but the colleges will be there until about 3:30.
Do you get a lot of parents coming down?
No.
I mean, that's the thing. It's kind of a missed opportunity, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we've thought about having it at night, but we wouldn't get the kids to come. Yeah. And our main focus is to get our kids more, you know.
Of the parents that come, I bet you they find just a ton of great information.
Oh, they do. They do. A lot of information, a lot of scholarships and things like that. So.
Well, Lori, I appreciate you coming on the show today. There's a lot of great information. Again, this is the Career and College Fair at FCHS on Tuesday, open to the public and parents, and that's really who ought to be there.
That's right. And I do want to mention, when we mentioned about my family, I do have two brothers, by the way.
Jimmy and Mark. Unless he didn't mention Jimmy and Mark. I thought you did that on purpose.
No, it's just because you start talking about I sounded like Christy, and I was not sounding like Christy. I thought, I better mention Jimmy or Mark.
Did you get a text?
No, but I'm sure Mom will tell me about it.
I bet she will. Hey, Lori, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, Bruce.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great day.